And on another Twitter note, we head to Ireland, as in the Twitter feed, @Ireland. The government doesn't run it. Irish people do. A new user takes the reins each week. The feed has more than 20,000 followers. All those followers got a jolt when Janet Nuhulurwan started tweeting. First, she tweeted she was pro-choice. Then she tweeted more. In a burst of tweets, she told the story of quietly traveling to England to get an abortion when she was 18. Abortion's illegal in Ireland, except in limited cases. Soon, Janet's tweets went viral. She joins us from Dublin. Janet, can you tell us how you came to be involved with the @Ireland Twitter feed?
I follow the @Ireland account myself. And around November, there was a very conservative neoliberal person had the reins for the week. And I didn't agree with a lot of their views. And the point was made out to me that anybody can apply to curate @Ireland. So I sent it an email and my application was accepted. And then I got asked, would I do the week of the 10th to the 17th? So I was delighted.
Why did you start to tell your story?
Well, I started tweeting at 8 a.m. on Monday. And I didn't actually mention that I was even pro-choice up until Thursday afternoon. I wanted to talk about passion and people's interests and passion. Then on Thursday, the Irish Family Planning Association had been tweeting from their accounts about the Safer Sex workshops they were running in colleges. So I had retweeted them and got a bunch of tweets back from people condemning the Irish Family Planning Association. There was enough of them that I got cross. So I tweeted it generally just to let people know I am pro-choice. I had an abortion myself and I work with the Abortion Rights Campaign. And I left it at that and I went off and cooked dinner. But the tweets kept coming. People were disgusted and appalled and it was shocking and it was horrible. And all I'd said was, I'm pro-choice and I've had an abortion. So I got some friends of mine to be online for some moral support. And I decided I would tell my story because women who have abortions in Ireland don't tend to talk about them. We don't hear stories from women like me who decided I wasn't ready to be a parent. I wasn't ready to have a baby.
How has making this public and tweeting it and getting responses affected you?
Well, I have to say 90% of the responses I've had have been very supportive. People saying that I'm very brave, people happy to hear my story. People saying it's nice to hear from somebody who made that choice. It's nice to hear from somebody who doesn't regret, who doesn't couch their experience in traumatic language. Because I'm unrepentant about the fact that I had an abortion. It was the right decision for me and I refused to be shamed about it. Some of the most touching tweets I got back were from other women and all they said was thank you. Just those two words, but they conveyed so much meaning.
Are attitudes towards abortions changing at all in Ireland?
They are. July 2012, there was a lot of money was spent on a national billboard campaign from the anti-abortion lobby. And the sign said, abortion always tears her life apart. And this was on billboards, it was on buses, it was on public transport. And it made a lot of people very angry because it didn't tear my life apart. It gave me back over my life and my future and what I wanted to do. So we ended up with a lot of very angry people discussing online. And then I went to a pro-choice meeting and I found myself in a room with 40 pro-choice people. I'd never been in a room with so many pro-choice people, all of them not being afraid to say they're pro-choice. And from that, then, over the next couple of months, the Abortion Rights Campaign was formed.
What do you hope your tweets will accomplish?
If it's made one person who's made that journey feel less bad about it, then I'd be happy with that. If it means that one person can tell a friend, or even their husband. There are women who've gotten married and have children and their husbands don't know that they had an abortion. If it makes somebody in a crisis pregnancy situation who wants to have an abortion but doesn't know if they can get the money to get to travel or if they can face that journey, if my sharing my experience makes it a little bit easier for them, then I'm happy.
We've been speaking with Janet Nuhulurwan from Dublin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.